Good morning. We're continuing here on Klal Mem Ches, and we're still learning Siman Aleph. So the Chayyadim says a fascinating thing over here. And then we're going to point out that the Mishnah Berurah does not agree with this, but there's some important points to understand what he's saying, so it's worthwhile to go through it. So he says that if we said before that if they have a third person available, they should invite the third person in, they should give them something to eat, and that he can join them, even though they have finished the meal. And the really, for tzir, if you need it, they should have a kviyas together. Since they're sitting by the table together, he joins them by the table, number one, and he eats something, and they are still hungry enough that they could eat something. So their meal, in a certain sense, is still continuing. That's called they eating together. Now, the Chayyadim says, what about B'davka kadim shanot yudayim b'mayim achrenim b'kadim shamar havu nevorich? So we discussed before, there's a point in time where the person is mesiyev das from eating anymore. He says, you know, let's bench. We had a machlokas, what's the halacha? Do they have to bench in that situation? Are they allowed to eat, but they just require new bracha rishona? Or possibly, that nothing, because even when people say, let's eat, let's bench, something sweet comes out, they decide, you know what, yeah, I can have some more. So they really weren't mesiyev das. But once they watch my machrenim, according to everybody, we feel that the suda has ended. They were mistake the hasa meeting. They washed their hands from my machrenim. What are they allowed to do at that point in time? So one opinion says they have to bench. If they want to eat some more, they have to bench, because once they started the process of benching, they have to bench. And then after that benching, they will wash their hands and eat again if they want, if they so desire. Other opinion says no, that after washing my machrenim is the same halacha as havan avorich. We paskin like the first shita, that once you get to the point of my machrenim, you should not eat again because of the suffix, whether you're allowed to do that or not, so you should not eat again. Now, what about over here? Clearly, these are hesech adas, and the whole idea is that he's joining the third person is joining the first two for the meal. Well, what do you mean join the first two for the meal? They're finished their meal. So once they've had what they washed my machrenim, where they had havan avorich, once, if the third person joins them, at that stage of the game, it's too late to be mitzdarif. Now the Chayyadim says like this: so we come welcome. Mitzvah she yodayim b'vorcha mitzi ke letzarif zimun. Avagab de balav hachi ein lasus kain ke leils klamem dalat sefal simen aleph mishum mitzvah shani. So we have this question of what do you do once you wash the machrenim? So you're mesiyev das. So you're mesiyev das. You want to eat again. One opinion says you can't. You have to bench. One says no. You could. You just have to make a new bracha, and you also have to wash your hands again because you were mesiyev das from Yishmir Shadayim. So you'd have to wash again. Say no, amitzi, etc. What about over here? So the Bach says that's what you should do. That the first two, the situation should rely on the opinion over there that it's they're allowed to do that. For the purpose of a mitzvah of Zimun, it's appropriate to rely on that opinion. And the third person will join them. Two of them will rewash, re-say hamotzi, and have a meal together. So it comes along the Eliyahu Rabbi and says, it's too late. There's no chiyuv to eat a meal in order to make Zimun. We have three people sitting here not eating. So, you know, let's go eat and wash in order to be able to have Zimun. This is starting a new meal. It's like creating a new chiyuv zimun, which didn't exist at all. Two people ate together and they have a meal. There's a need of benching. So you say, you know what, let's see if we can create a zimun, have a third person join us for the meal. But to start a brand new meal, there's no such thing. So this is the opinion of the Rabbah, and the Taz agrees. Says the same thing. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, brings the Bach. So the Chayyadim is following the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Bach, and that's what you should do. Mishnah Berurah. And the Bir Halacha says that no, he disagrees with that. And says that in this situation, the Zimun is gone. There's no union of Zimun. There's no Chiyuv to create a new Chiyuv. And you should just bench. However, there's one example where this would apply. Let's say you had nine people by Shev Brachas. 10th person didn't show up. He got delayed, etc. So you said, listen, we have to eat something. Everybody's hungry. Chas and Kala eat. There's nine men. And they get to benching, they wash their hands in my machrenim, and in walks number 10. So in that situation, you should rely on this opinion in order to be able to have Sheva Brachas, so that the Moisef Dirshu on this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion from Reb Sayo Devoletsky, that in that situation, you should rely on this opinion that the Chayyarim is bringing. Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Ben Yishchai also pasken like this. This opinion, it's a bach, it's a magen of rum, and that's that situation, the other people should wash again, say nu until shadayim, say nu hamotzi, eat together with the 10th person, and then bench to be able to have the mitzvah of Sheva Brachos, which requires a minyan. Have a good day and have a good Yom Tov.